The last thing I heard officially.
Viimane, mis tema on ametlikult kuulnud.
From the version from the German shipbuilder.
Saksa laeva ehitajate versioon.
Was that well written? That Captain Alva Andersson was threatened by the mafia?
On niisugune, et kapten Arvo Andressoni ähvardas mafia.
But that they had two lorries with narcotics on board.
Et pardal oli kaks veoautot narkootikumidega.
And that the Swedish custom was waiting.
Ja Rootsi toll ootas.
So, according to the German investigators,
nii et Saksa uurijate sõnul,
he turned around the ship.
Ta pööras, kapten pööras laeva ümber.
And opened the low visor and the ramp.
Ja avas vööri visiiri ja rampi.
In order to remove the two lorries.
Selleks, et need kaht veo, et vabaneda neist kahest veoautost.
And they also say,
samuti ütlevad nad,
that Silver Linde was the one who opened it.
Et Silver Linde oli see, kes avas need luugid.
And I find that extremely hard to believe.
Ma leian, et seda on erakordselt raske uskuda.
Maybe because there were small cars near the ramp, not lorries.
Rambi ääres olid väikesed autod, mitte veoautod.
And the locking devices are broken.
Ja lukustusseadmed on katki või purunenud.
And we have checked with the Swedish custom.
Ja oleme Rootsi tolli käest kontrollinud.
They was not waiting for anything.
Nemad ei oodanud mitte midagi.
No narcotics.
Ei narkootikume.
Or anything else.
Ega midagi muud.
So it's probably only a rumor.
Nii et see on ilmselt lihtsalt kuulunud.
No.
Of course.
Ükski normaalse mõistusega inimene ei hakka lahti tegema merevõud rampi, eriti kui toimus.
Nobody in their right mind would open the ramp at sea, especially with a heavy storm.
True.
Ja sel juhul oleks pidatud seda märkama, seda kursi muutust ka Silja ja viikingitel, kui laev võibast tagasi.
And of course, the change of course should have been then noticed by Silja and Viking and the Coast Guard if the ship turned around.
Immediately, yes.
Yeah, normally.
So, but still, they say so.
Aga niimoodi nad ütlevad.
And there was also a room of the same kind, but then it was not a narcotic, it was cobalt.
Et samasugune kuulujutt oli seotud ka mitte narkootikumi, vaid koobaltiga.
And I was called from France the week before, from Romania.
Ja talle helistati Prantsusmaalt, from?
From Romania, stupid one.
Helistas keegi maniok.
Who wanted us to check the cobalt and the radioactivity on board the vessel.
Kes tahtis, et me kontrolliksime koobaltit ja radioaktiivsust laeva pardal.
The truth is that cobalt is not radioactive.
Tõde on selles, et koobalt ei ole radioaktiivne.
And according to the Swedish custom, cobalt is free to take into Sweden.
Ja samas Rootsi tolli andmete kohaselt võib koobaltit vabalt Rootsisse sisse vedada.
So you have lots of rumors.
Nii et kuulujutte on tõesti palju.
But still, it's not good to not be able to answer questions.
Aga sellegi poolest on halb, kui küsimustele ei suudeta vastata.
And I can see forward to a situation.
Ja ma võin ette näha olukorda.
After the report.
Pärast aruande ilmumist.
Which is similar to the situation after the assassination of Olof Palme.
Samasugust olukorda, mis on sarnane olukorrale, mis tekis pärast Olof Palme mõrnumist.
Where you have lots of private people investigating.
Kus on palju eraisikud, kes hakkavad asja uurima.
Some of them are quite good.
Mõned neist on päris head.
And serious. Others,
ja tõsised.
Others are interested in different conspiracies.
Teisi aga huvitavad kõik võimalikud vandenõud.
And I can see the same situation here.
Ja samasugune olukord võib tekkida siingi.
Do you have any more questions? I know I can't answer those, but do you have any more questions?
Ma ei ole osanud teie küsimustele vastata, aga kas teil on veel küsimus?
Ma arvan, et teile vist.
No. I think not.
Is there anything you'd like to say to the commission or to...
Kas on midagi, mida te tahaksite komissionile öelda?
Ask us to investigate or something.
Või midagi, mida te tahaksite, et me uuriksime?
Ei.
No.
Special.
Nothing special.